Dude, Cavendish launched its mascot in June and it looks so cool.
Yup, 2K is talking about Mr. K.
Their new ice cream flavors have been marketed so well with detailed and fun illustrations.
One of the few companies that's using the power of design to connect with Gen Z.
For sure. In a way, they are diversifying their dessert portfolio through design.
Well, do you know why brands use mascot logos and what are those?
They can be described as illustrated characters that are, you know, kind of cartoon-like and fun. I think brands use them to make their products or services more engaging.
Also to put a smile on people's faces and to make their brands more memorable. What's your favorite one, by the way?
Bumpus from Discord any given day. What's yours?
Larry the Bird from Twitter.
That's cute too. In this episode, we are joined by Niharika Madan, a senior executive designer from Cavendish, to talk about her journey and the challenges she faced on her way. From studying mathematical science, the intersection between mathematics and computer science, to content writing, her journey into design is amazing itself. Currently working as a senior executive designer in Cavendish, she has a pleasing personality with a flair for creativity. We are very excited to welcome Niharika Madan from Cavendish on the show, a conversation that will spark your creativity. 9 degrees, exploring new angles.
Niharika, welcome to 9 degrees. So how is life going on these days?
Hi Keshav, life is going pretty smooth. Monotonous at times, boring at times, but yeah, it's good.
So you're enjoying it, right?
Yes, I am.
Do you prefer online life, or like, do you prefer if things were back before as they were?
Yes. That was a much, much better time, I think. Online things are good, but I am a person who likes to do things when they are, you know, going out, sitting in my office and working there. So yeah, I am not really a work from home person.
Yeah, same here. So you work for Cavendish, right? One of the few firms that what I'll call have realized the potential of design. So how is the work culture there, and do you like it?
Yes, I love it. Work culture is very, very friendly here and creatively dynamic. Every now and then we work on really, really interesting projects and products. That happens then that we go out for a video shoot of a product, and that is very interesting. You get to learn a lot of things about photography, about shooting, about lightings and stuff. So yeah. And everything tastes also good, so culture tastes here good.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. Yeah. So Cavendish recently launched their mascot, right? So what are your thoughts on the same?
Actually, Cavendish mascot is a very dynamic thing that we worked on. It was very good. It was very difficult to finalize things, and it was very unique. But from execution to the final product, we took help of our agency, of our marketing team, and we worked on every small detail of his, like if he's wearing a coat, if he's wearing a dress that should reflect our brand, and its color should be related to something that makes people happy. So
So how do you decide one color that we'll go with blue and we'll skip pink? How does this thing happen?
Actually, times we take a poll. We choose two or three colors that we think are likely, and they go on all the backgrounds as well. So we choose those colors, and we take a poll amongst our marketing team and agency, and we ask them which color do you think is preferable and goes with the identity of our products and our brand identity. So that's how we decide on one color.
That's a great way to decide. So you know, design is a very collaborative profession. So first of all, what's your take on cross-functional teams? Do you embrace this thing, or do you prefer to do things on your own?
Sometimes I prefer to do things on my own where I want to take the leadership thing and I want to take opportunities on my own. So yeah, but most of the times I think cross-functional teams work best for me because then you get to learn a lot of things and different people have different expertise, you know. So if a person is working with a team who has 3 or 4 person specialized in their own fields, the product that they will make, that will be amazing. So
yeah, sometimes ideas also clash, right? So how do you tackle this thing?
Yes, they do, but you can always find a solution to the problem. Always. Yeah. I think designs are a thing that you can change one thing and it will be a new thing completely. Yeah.
That's right.
And cross-functional teams also help in better transparency, I believe.
Yeah, because it won't happen that two people are working on the same thing.
And yes, exactly. Yeah,
that thing can be avoided. Yes. So before transitioning into design, you were at Delhi University and studying mathematical science, which is a very unique field. So can you explain what exactly did you study there?
Actually, mathematical science was a very different for me as well because I had no idea. When I was in my 12th, I did science, non-medical.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I was pushed into BSc Mathematical Science by my parents and I had no idea what this is about.
Yeah.
So they taught me statistics, mathematics, operational research, finance, computer sciences. All those subjects were different and new for me because of my background and I was least interested in them. But yeah, I completed. Now I'm a bachelor.
But it was interesting in a way that it helped you transition into design. So I think we could look at that way too.
Yeah.
And yeah, after this, you switched to content writing first. So what made you take a 180 degree turn from maths to content writing, which what I'll call our poles apart?
Actually, maths was never my first choice. It was my parents. And I realized that after completing my bachelor's that it is just not for me. Yeah. And I used to write poems, I used to write journals, I used to write things. So one of my friend offered me a job in his company and he asked me to do a content writer job for him and it was related to Vastu Shastri.
Okay.
So I used to write things related to Vastu. I used to write books related to Vastu, blogs and stuff.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It was quite a cool job. And it was good, but
it was not like a desk job, right? So
it was a mixture of desk job and events. Actually, we used to handle events also.
Okay.
We used to go to their events and we used to gather information from there and then we used to write.
Yeah.
But there I saw people doing graphic designing on their laptops and PCs and that intrigued me. That was like I found it very interesting. And that is when I switched to designing from content writing.
That's great. So a quick question that I wanted to ask, what do you love more, writing or reading and why?
I love writing, but not the books or the novels. No.
Yeah.
I love writing poems and journals about stuff that's worth remembering or that I want to delete from my mind.
So you are more like a reflective person because...
Yeah. I do like to read books, but that is a completely different era because I'm mostly interested in fictional.
Okay. So friction sparks creativity. So that's a great plus there.
Yeah, away from reality.
Yeah, that's riding on tangents. So, yeah. According to you, how can someone be more creative? Or is it like that you can only connect the dots when looking back and not the other way around?
No, you can totally do that. I think for creativity, you need to have imagination first.
Okay.
And then you need to have passion.
Yeah.
And I think this is a very, very subjective thing to talk about.
Yeah.
I think instead of looking back and joining the dots, one should start looking in front and imagine the dots. Just start creating. You just need to imagine things and just do them.
That's a very good way to look at it. Yeah, it's new for me as well. So at some point in your life, right, you were interested in aviation also. What sparked this thing?
Yeah, I was. There is a very funny story behind it.
Yeah.
After my graduation, I wanted to do a cool job.
Yeah, okay.
And by cool, I meant really cool that involved traveling.
Oh, nice.
So I went on Google and literally searched for cool traveling jobs and found aviation. And then I went for a coaching also.
Yeah.
Wasted money. And I realized, okay, this is not for me.
So do you know how to fly or no or not?
No, I don't. I don't.
So you left it how? You left in between, right?
Yeah, I left it in between. And I don't know. I just wanted to travel like a travel blogger. I wish I knew travel blogger was a option. I would have been there rather
it
than
was not you. It was not that famous back in the days.
Yeah, it was not.
Yeah. So who do you admire the most and why?
That would be Claire Luxton for me. Ooh. Actually, she is an artist that I came across her account on Instagram a few years back, and I'm just in love with her portraits. She does everything from planning to execution to the final art to the final editing.
Yeah.
And that is just so expressive. That is just so awesome. You should just go and check her out. Her page is amazing.
So what exactly is she in right now? Can you explain it?
Portraits. She click her own pictures and then she edit them on Photoshop. And she just portrayed a very different emotion.
Yeah, that's nice. So people these days, you know, they're very confused as to what to do in their lives. I think it was the same with you as well. Because there's so much to do and so little time. So how do you think one can figure this out?
I think just try everything.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did. And ultimately, I found that one thing which I can do for hours and hours and just not get bored. And obviously, it gives me money as well. So yeah, money is important.
So I think exploration is a very big thing in this regard.
My suggestion would be just let yourself free, try and experience everything that you want to do, that you are interested in. And one day, gradually, you will find that thing will click and you will live happily ever after.
Yeah. like Bollywood movies endings.
Literally.
So that was a pretty good explanation for sure. So there is a very good quote in one of my favorite books, Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, the founder of Nike. So it says, how can we leave our mark on the world unless we go out there and see it first? So how big a role a thing traveling has played in your life?
Traveling is amazing for me.
Yeah.
When I have this creative block and I feel like I just cannot move forward, the best remedy for me is to travel.
That's
the
great.
Nature, that fresh smell that you get, that riverside, you know, and talking to those people who live on mountains and beach sides, Oh my god, that is a whole different experience. And
yeah.
It gives me joy. It opens me up. And ultimately, that reflects on my work as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. What's the best place to travel on Earth?
On... I don't know on Earth.
No, no, according to you.
I can't say there is one place which is best of all of them.
Nice, nice. So, yeah. So what's your favorite destination? That was what I meant.
It would be Goa. South Goa, specifically.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So what do you plan on doing in the future? Do you plan on staying in design or have you got any other plans?
Actually, my plan is very simple. Okay. I just want to have a puppy and open a small cafe in Pune or in South Goa. And live there with my partner.
So, oh, nice. Which breed?
Poodle.
Oh, that's nice.
They are very cute.
Yeah, for sure. So, had you planned something kind of like a plan B if design thing doesn't work out for you?
This is my plan B, the small cafe.
Oh.
I'm actually a person who seeks peace and...
Yeah.
I think later in my life, I want to go out of this metropolitan race. I don't want to earn a lot of money. I don't want to live a lavish life. I want a simple life where I'm just enjoying the slow, the still, the, you know, all those things and peaceful life. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, you prefer a slow-paced life over a fast-paced one, I think. Yeah, that's what... You can say.
Yeah, when you grow, I think when you grow, you realize all those idioms are not that you are into. I think Bollywood 90s and 20s is the era for you. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you want to say to people who are inclined to pursue design?
Yeah. I will just say, go for it. Check monthly trends, keep following them, keep learning, and make anything you like. Just do it. Even if it's bad, just do it. Don't think there is so much competition and I can't stand it and all. You know, first time when I started learning, I learned online, and online education was something that people used to look at why they are doing it.
Yeah.
And I did it. I had no market experience. It was just the learning from online. And when I went outside for interviews and stuff, people were looking at me as if I have no idea of design. And that pushed me more towards design, to be honest. Yeah. They pushed me. And I used to check daily trends, monthly trends, what's going on, what is market, how is market taking it, how is things in Pinterest. I used to follow them. I used to go to the Pinterest, pick one design that I used to like, and I duplicated it.
Yeah.
Just to learn.
That's a very great way to do things, I think.
Yes, yes. There is a quote... fake it till you make it.
So. That's one of my favorite quotes for sure.
Yes, fake it till you make it. And trust me, this will take you further. Because when you learn now, things will eventually happen.
Yeah, we can call it that you can learn to curate first and then create. Because that's a great thing to do. And that's the best way to learn, I think. Just immerse yourself in those things, and after a period of time, you will get to learn how to do stuff.
Yeah.
So first of all, do you think there is a straight path towards design?
Straight path?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because of its dynamicity, I think people should... Because it's a race. Everyone is running. And there is no easy way to anything, I think. Not just the design. You have to be consistent. You have to learn things. You have to follow trends. And
yeah.
Then you have to create. Then you should have imagination. So
yeah.
Nothing is easy, but yeah, it's not that difficult that you just cannot do it. If you
yeah.
like it, just go for it.
I think in jobs where people are required to be more creative, there's not a straight part to this thing. They have to do a lot of things, and because ideas can come from anywhere, right? So
yeah.
It's not that you follow this course and now you're good at designing things.
No, it's yeah. never like that. Never.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
should always learn new things. If you are pro in Photoshop, then start learning Illustrator. If you are pro at Illustrator, start learning Premiere Pro, then start
yeah.
learning After Effects. I think this is how the growth should be for a designer. So
yeah, for sure. Because the tools also kind of change, like, because as you said, it's very dynamic, right? So the tools are changing.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
you should,
definitely.
Yeah, I think you should more focus on the process it.
Yes.
Process required and not, yeah.
Yes.
So yeah. So this was a really great answer, and now it's time for rapid fire. There'll be 9 questions and you have to answer each question in 10 seconds. So let's start. So if you had to change your name, what would your new name be?
I don't want to change my name. That's my identity.
Just a fictional take.
That would be Naina.
Oh, nice. Naina from Yejwani
yeah.
or Diwani?
I think.
Oh, that's my favorite film.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. So if you could do it all over again, would you choose the same path for yourself, or what would
I will choose to be a travel blogger.
Nice. So black
yeah.
black or white?
Black.
Nice. So in a deck of cards, which card do you like the most?
10 of hearts.
Why 10 of hearts? Just asking.
You said it's rapid fire, so that is one thing that came to
mind. Oh, great, no problem. So if you had to start a company, what would you call it?
I will call it Let's Create.
Nice. Which adventurous sport would you love to do at least once in your life?
Skydiving.
Oh, nice. Digital art or sketching?
Digital art.
Favorite thing to eat?
Pasta. White
nice.
Sauce.
Nice. Winter or summer?
Winter, definitely.
It was really great talking to you, Niharika. Cheers to life.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks a lot for listening. Hope you all had a great time. 9 degrees exploring new angles. Also, we'd love to hear from you. Do drop us a review and follow us on Instagram @9degreesofficient. And yeah, do subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Till then, stay tuned. Cheers.